Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey this evening. I hope all of you have been doing your gratitude journal this week. And remember, it takes 21 days to begin a new habit. And this is a really good habit to be in gratitude. I'm just really excited tonight because I have a very special guest. She is my spiritual sister, and she is currently, maybe a week, going to be a Florida resident, and pretty soon she's going to be out in California. She is a spirit-driven, intuitive, spiritual counselor and healer, and specializes in inner child healing. So I'm just very excited to connect with you this evening, Rose. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Vicki?
You know, I'm actually wonderful. I didn't get in the car, but for about 15, 20 minutes today, and it's my Sunday's my day where I don't have to drive, so I feel relaxed, rejuvenated, and it just feels real nice to not have to drive a lot, so I like that. So I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great. I heard you mention that you've asked your listeners to do a gratitude journal. What a wonderful idea.
Well,
I've got some examples of how that truly manifests itself in your life. And I'm going to speak from experience here. And as many other people out there, we've all had our financial struggles, and it seems like more so now than ever before. There's just so many people out there struggling financially. And I can say I'm one of them too. Actually, my husband has been more affected than myself in the fact that we're, let's say, mature.
So it's experienced
a little more difficult to find a job. We're experienced and mature. And unfortunately, it's a little more difficult to find a job. So financially, we found ourselves without incoming funds and my husband struggling tremendously. And unfortunately, Reverend Rose here went into panic, like so many of us do. Oh, my God, how am I going to pay my bills? And I am lucky to have you, Vicki, as a friend, and you reminded me about gratitude. And I started saying a beautiful prosperity affirmation every day. And lo and behold, I just released myself to the universe instead of trying to control things and get things in order the way I thought it should be. And all of a sudden, my husband has a beautiful job offer. And as you said, within a week now, we will be moving out to California. And who would have thought that we would end up across country, because that wasn't in our realm of things. We're in Florida. Well, we were trying to work here in Florida. But we opened up to a new possibility, and there it was. It was a gift.
Well, I want to share something that you've said, because a lot of the folks that are listening do not know anything about your journey. And I just want to share that Rose is a doctor just like myself. She and I went to Delphi together and trained together several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. At this point, time is going by so quickly that I'd have to say 5 years ago. And your soul's journey, heaven forbid. So, you know, your soul's journey at that time didn't even include a husband. And I want to go back for a little while because, you know, it didn't even include a husband. And then all of a sudden, just to share with everybody on your soul's journey, you were independent, happy, content. And then all of a sudden, pop comes in, Guy. And Guy is not meaning a man. He's meaning Guy. That's his name. And so I want to share one thing about this that is so beautiful. is that you don't know Rose and Guy like I know them in the sense of their back history. And Guy, now remember everyone, Rose is moving to California. And about a month or so ago, you had mentioned that that Guy would not ever consider California. No, 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 not California. And isn't it interesting that Spirit, now this is just my interpretation of it, okay? And I want you to share yours. That it took almost, I'm not going to say down, you know, at the bottom, but it took close to whatever it took for him, because he's got his own soul's journey, to not have anything on the horizon for him to even look at California.
Right. And it actually came about in a strange way. You know, that saying is very true. You know, gifts come in strange packages sometimes. And what happened was, is a friend invited us out to Oregon. I thought, what are we going out to Oregon for? I mean, it's 3,300 yeah. miles. But they had moved and left some things behind, so my husband agreed to move them out. But the whole point behind that trip, I firmly believe and have faith in it, was that the universe wanted my husband to open his mind about the possibility of living someplace other than Florida, where he's been living happily for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. And once we went out to Oregon, whoa, look at this. It's nice out here. And actually, he even tried for a job there, and that was not successful as well. But at least he was open to the option of potentially moving elsewhere, and it was within a few weeks of returning home to Florida that the job opportunity opened up for him in California, of all places.
Wow. Well, you know, that brings up a subject, because in the last 4 or 5 weeks, Rose, on the show, we've been talking about all the basic laws of life, the laws of creation, awareness, higher awareness, and laws of frequency. And so many people think that the law of attraction, you just have to say things and it'll all come to you. And honestly, you and I both know that if your frequency, your the way that you are sending out vibes, I guess you could say, is not correct in the sense of like, okay, here's a good example. Okay, in y'all's situation, there was this block. No, we can't do that. It won't happen there. So
right.
the universe could not bring it. The universe was sitting there saying, here we are. We have this for you. You know, it's a timing issue. We have all this yes. for you. But when we, as human beings, block it off because of our viewpoints or our vibration of stop. No, that law of flow, we can't go and surrender. And I want to talk to you about faith here in a minute. So when we're, and this is such a beautiful example, is that when we put a stop in our own world to say, no, I can't do that. Oh, no, I won't go there. Oh, no, that could never happen. Then Spirit is like, oh, okay, well, I guess it won't. And so it took your partner. And by the way, let me finish my thought. It took your partner having to go through this step-by-step Oregon, you know, this trip and that experience to finally even give his car away. He sold his car, this little car that he loved with a passion, and he was willing
That's
to
right.
let that go. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
True. I mean, and you're 100% yeah. correct. When we say no or put blocks up, you know, in our mind to protect ourselves, what we're doing is we're doing such a good job of blocking things, we're blocking the goodness from coming in as well.
Yeah.
So we need to keep ourselves open so we can let the goodness flow in and not block it out.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that trip to Oregon, though, that was spirit-driven. It's almost like there's a lot of books on this and a lot of different viewpoints. But I definitely believe that there is, even though he was blocking out California or blocking out moving, the Spirit had to present it in a way that he could receive it. And Oregon and his best friend out there were certainly a way that he could receive it. But here's another thing, Rose. If he had been so busy doing whatever he did in Florida, he would not have been able to make that trip. Even if he had not been successful at it, even if it had not been what he was supposed to do, if he'd been so busy that he wasn't even listening, and that's where you come in, he would not have been able to accommodate that trip.
Right.
Yeah. Couldn't have even made it. Yeah. And I want to share something in here about that too, because about 8 years ago, I was doing a certain kind of law, and I was staying so busy with that, and Spirit did not want me to stay in that kind of world. And I wasn't going to change. Oh, no. I was doing well financially. I was loving what I was doing. There was no way I was going to change. I mean, I'm telling you, it wasn't going to happen. So what did Spirit do? He just took the job away. Gradually.
Right.
Just gradually took the job away. And then one day I wake up and I'm like, oh, wow. I don't have that job anymore. Thankfully, I had that's where our intuition, folks, comes in. Because if you have that sense, ooh, you know, something's not right here. I think I better go look for something else. If you have that instinct, you know, go do it. Because even though it may not feel comfortable, that is letting you know. Spirit's letting you know. Spirit will always let us know. We just have to be, intuitive to it and listen to it.
I was in the same situation, too, in an effort to help my husband in our financial situation. I took training to do another job and felt very confident that I would be able to work in this new career. And I signed up for maybe 20 different companies and nothing ever came of it.
Yeah.
And I was very frustrated. But that was Spirit also saying, you guys aren't staying in Florida. You need to leave.
Yeah. I mean, what would have happened?
I didn't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, everyone, if we totally understand it or not. But my comment, and the reason why this is important and why we keep talking about it, is because I know y'all are out there, some of you, that are like, wow, I mean, how can I have that faith? How can I, you know, but here is Rose, and Rose, you used to call me all the time, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that job can just keep going at it. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. You know, when we all say that. And, you know, you have so much talent that I knew that you could use your spirituality, even though you're doing a so-called physically mundane work. But if you had ended up being very, very busy with that job, you wouldn't have been able to go out to Oregon. You would not have been. See, and this is what's so I sometimes, and for those that have not known me for a long time, I get so excited with gratitude that I just sometimes have to go outside and just open my arms up and say thank you. I mean, I get so excited that it's like a little kid, getting ice cream for the first time. I get so excited that I just raise my hands and say thank you, because it's those gifts that, you know, like you and Gee, or just say you got with not getting that job. That was such a beautiful gift. And we don't see those.
Right.
Yeah, it was a gift.
Actually, we need to look at things in a positive manner. What happens to us is whether it's positive or negative, it's always our perception of things.
Right,
but there's absolutely a gift in everything that happens to us. So
yes,
if we look
true.
At it negatively, then unfortunately we're not going to see the gift. But if
That's
we can
right.
get ourselves through it, we will see that there's always, always a gift with absolutely everything that happens to us. And
That's right.
here's another perfect example. I lost my house.
Yeah.
I had to give it up and short sell it. So what goodness came out of that?
A lot.
Yeah, because
Rose, I want to let you know Jenny's online too. So let's take Jenny's call, and then we can talk about that house, because that's a gorgeous story in itself. Jenny, how are you this evening?
I'm good, and you, Vicki?
I'm doing good. It's Rose and Vicki this evening. Where are you from, Jenny?
I'm actually calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, wow. Okay. I kind of know where that is.
Yes, I did. I just want to know financially what the Spirit sees for me. that I need to know.
Okay. Well, you got two intuitives on the line. So what I'm doing is I'm turning down my volume just a little bit so I can hear you a little bit better. Now, I'm going to pull a card for you. And Rose is, can you pull a card for her too, Rose?
You bet. Yep.
Yeah, and see. And yep. And Jenny, now one thing I want to know, when is your birthday?
Your birthday?
6/18.
6/18, June 18th. So you're just about...
coming up.
Yeah, you're just about to go into a new birthday time, so I can tell you right now that's probably why you're shifting a little bit in this. And if you're curious about your financial situation, first off, the first card I pulled for you was the Power of Joy. And are you doing something right now? Are you working right now that on something that you are not enjoying? Is that what I'm – because I keep feeling something about not joy.
I'm not doing anything. I'm looking.
Yeah, okay. Because right now, there are a couple of messages I get for you, and then I'll let Rose work with you. The one I get is a yes. You are going to do better financially. That is going to happen. The Power of Joy is very important for you to be feeling like the right and perfect situation is coming to you right away. I don't think it's going to be that long, but I keep seeing the number 6. And then it just, the other one is to do your magic. Do you know much about Saint Germain?
No, I don't.
The violet flame. Well, I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But immediately, that's just what I get. And Rose, can you chat with Jenny for a minute and see what you can share
Jenny,
with her?
There's a couple of things that I'm sensing with you. What I'm sensing is your previous job, your most recent job, I don't feel that you left it on your own free will. Is that true?
No, I didn't.
Okay, and that's what I was getting. What I want you to know about this job is that what I saw was a dead-end sign. So the universe is giving you a gift here by stopping that job, believe it or not. I'm sure... financially, it's difficult for you, but you're free now to move into something that it will bring you love and joy. And that's what I tell my clients. Find something that brings you love and joy. If it's just a job and you have to go to it, that's not really bringing you love and joy. Do something that you enjoy doing. The other thing, there's something surrounding you. I'm not sure if this is you, but I keep on sensing victim and someone's hand is being held, meaning they're not free to do what they want to do. Do you by chance feel like you're a victim?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So this is Vicki. What we need to do is help her to release that victim.
Yeah. One thing I want to share too, Jenny, are you listening to the radio at the same time you're talking?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we need you to turn the radio down because we're getting feedback, and I'm having a real hard time hearing you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
If you just turn the radio down, then that way we don't hear our voices back, kind of through the microphone. That'll help a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll help a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, what I would recommend when you have a victimhood, there's what happens is it's just a very simple counseling situation where when we tend to feel sorry for ourselves or feel like somebody's done something to us, it's a simple technique that Rose and I have been doing this for years. It's not always easy, but in the long run, it's much easier than being the victim. Is to find that situation that just happened to you and see if there are any other situations in the long run through your life that were similar to that, where you felt like a victim at the end of it. Like if you lose a job, you feel like a victim. Somebody did something to me. And when that happens, we can't get out of the block because what happens is we can't see the gift in what happened. And you say, well, how can you see a gift in somebody firing me? Or how can I see the gift in losing my job? There is a gift, though. And I have seen it over and over again. If you will look at the long haul of some situations and do very in-depth truth. It comes from truth within. I mean, just ask spirit to hold your hand while you're doing it and say, you know, I want to find my gift. And that's, you know, it may take more than just asking, but then again, it can just happen. You have to be able to find the gift and what message is really happening to you. Do you have something on that, Rose?
Yes, I was listening intently while you were speaking, Vicki. And, Ginny, I got an image of you while she was talking about this. And I see a bunch of children gathered around you. They're all running towards you and hugging you, and you're bending over and hugging them. Is there something with children that you wanted to do in the past, or it's a dream of yours to do?
Well, I used to own a daycare center.
That's what I'm picking up on. Okay.
You used to own it. What happened to that daycare?
My clientele was from the county, and they did a lot of budget cuts, and that kind of cut me out far as financially. It left me in a hardship.
But did you love it?
Yes, I really enjoyed it.
There you go. Then that's what you need to get back to.
I'm still sensing the children around you, running around you. So there's, you know, perhaps to check another way of doing it.
Yes.
Think outside the box.
That's funny. Okay, that's funny because I just applied for a job as a weekend house parent.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm just seeing children, and they're holding you around the waist, and Ginny, they love you, and you love them, and everyone benefits so much from this. So that's probably what we're picking up on. I think it's perfect. Perfect.
Because I see a yes, Ginny. I'll be flat out. I see a yes. And I think within six weeks, I don't think it's 6 months, at the most 6 weeks, at the most, I see you back in doing what you do. Now, if you're a weekend house parent, then something's going to lead to 6 days a week, something with six. So I feel like things are going to be moving, and stay focused on that, because not everybody can do that kind of work, all right?
Right.
Now, I want to ask another question about areas. Like, I'm not sure, and you're in Atlanta, so boy, do you have a lot of opportunities down there. But there are also children's homes where you live in, or you go through the daytime and you, you know, work with the foster kind of children's homes type of thing, not just daycares, but that type of facility where you can actually, you know, be in that kind of work as well. And I see that as well. But there, I mean, there, you're in Atlanta. There are a lot of centers down there. So, But keep your spirit up. Now, I want to go back to something, because Rose and I both have pretty much said the same thing. But I keep hearing power of joy. I mean, just that power of joy is what I feel for you. Find something that brings you that joy. And that has it works with your vibration. It works with your attraction. And I want you to go to bed tonight and say, thank you for this new beautiful job that I enjoy. I really want you to get into that feeling. And if it doesn't feel right at the time, keep doing it until it does feel right, okay? Now, explain. Rose, give her your viewpoint on that, please. I know that you're...
You know, Ginny, it's difficult sometimes to be grateful when you're in the throngs of strife, but be in gratitude for the good things that you do have in your life, okay? Money may be tight, you may not have a job, but you're healthy, and you probably have a home. Do you have children or family and friends? So find something positive, one thing. It could be the fact that, you know, my toenails are nice and red or something. Just find one little thing to be grateful for every day and just say thank you to the universe for it. And the more you start noticing those positive things in your life, the more they'll start coming to you. But yes. I feel very, very confident with you as far as doing something with children. It will bring you tremendous joy, but you have a special gift of giving love and joy straight to your heart, and it'll be a beautiful thing.
Okay, Jenny, thank you and good luck to you. Call in a couple of weeks and let us know what's going on, okay?
Thank you.
You have a blessed night. Yeah.
You too.
Yeah. I want to chat for a minute, Rose, and see if I'm still hearing. Can I hear you okay? Can you hear me all right?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well. Excellent. Yeah, I it's just amazing because when we get into those spots, and we've all been there, and we feel like things are not going our way, then that is the time. And this is what I've mentioned before. And I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the show before, Rose, but I've been using these spiritual laws. There are like 20 of them I've talked about. And they actually give us a roadmap to live our life. And so it is in those road. When we have a roadmap, it's like, oh, wow, I'm not feeling well today. Oh, let's see what law I need to really focus in on today. Ah, probably law of gratitude, more than likely. Not the law of attraction, because we got to clear out our internal upset before the law of attraction can do its job in bringing in anything but our turmoil. So if we're looking here to try to bring in a new position, working with children, for instance, and we're in turmoil, then we're going to have a harder time bringing that position in. But if we step back and look at the laws and say, wait a minute, I better be grateful for something, or I better ask Spirit to guide me to bring in. Oh, that's a simple one. Spirit, bring me a position in and take this fear away. I am sending this fear up, and I hope you're still listening, Jenny. I am sending this fear up to Spirit to handle because I'm tired of it. I've had enough of it. Now, fill me with whatever you want to be filled with, abundance, love, peace, freedom. So, do you have reality on that, Rose?
Oh, definitely. If you want to get back to the house situation where I was.
Yes, I do.
I
want to get that. Yes,
and
beautiful
this was
story.
Quite a number of years ago, and I was single, and my business partner died, and so had to close the company down. So here I was without a job, again, struggling, trying to maintain a home, and was finding that I couldn't. And I guess the old saying, which is one of my famous sayings that I love so much, if it doesn't flow, the answer is no. But we always think we're in control and want to do things our way. So I was just determined I was going to keep that home, and I was going to do whatever I had, but unfortunately it wasn't working in my favor. So I finally did what you said, gave it up, threw my hands in the air, cried and screamed and said, okay, Spirit, I'm going to give up the house. That's it. Cried for 3 days after that, but then came to the realization it was the right thing to do. And what happened shortly after that? That's when I met my husband, when I finally stopped fighting, and I met my husband and got married a couple of years later. But it's just, you're right. Sometimes Spirit tries to get our attention, and we're so determined to do it our way that we don't hear the suggestions and the love they're sending us, trying to show us a different way.
Right.
And when you do open yourself up to that different way or the new possibility of something different, then things start to flow and, you know, joy comes in. But you're right, the gratitude and releasing and just allowing things to flow.
One thing I want to make a comment on too is even though you were in a dire strait, so to speak, as far as, you know, losing your house, and I remember so well when Rose was going through all this, I kept seeing her at a beach home. I kept seeing her on the beach, living on the beach. And I think when I told you that, it was like, sure, Vicki. Yeah.
Yeah, right. How's that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. And
house.
Of course, that's where her husband lived, was on the beach. But what I wanted to share was, and this is what I want to commend you for, is because even though you were losing your house, even though you didn't have a per se, you know, affluent job like you had had before, you still went out and did your best to find something. And in doing so, you went on one of these workshop places where this person, the friend of yours, was selling something. Doesn't matter what she was selling,
right,
or
was
the friend
show.
Was. But it, the point being is you weren't giving up. And you kept saying, okay, I'm going to work at this. I'm going to see if this works. And in doing that, that's where you met your husband. I don't think you'd have met Guy sitting on the couch eating potato chips and drinking wine. No,
you're exactly right.
Maybe you would have. I don't know.
I don't think so. But you bring up a good point with that, that the Spirit will help us. But to some degree, we need to help ourselves as well.
Yeah, that's so true.
So in the not giving up and still continuing to do odd jobs or do whatever it was I was doing to try to earn money, I was still moving forward, where I could have sat on the couch and cried even longer and gotten depressed, but we do have to make some effort so Spirit can get that energy to flow and get us moving in the right direction.
Well, I remember one time, folks, that Rose and I visit each other, you know, every year or so, something like that. Although now that you're going to California, I don't do California. So I don't know when I'll see you again, but I will say this. We were in a beautiful meditation about 2 years ago in the right now it's an office, but it used to be a meditation room. And I can remember saying to you, Rose, because we were doing this meditation as a teamwork like we used to do up at our school, is that when we have those frustrations and those fears and those doubts and those upsets, it's for me anyway, now I can only speak for myself, but it was a cloud over my whole, all of my just my whole being, you know, not just my body, but my whole being. It was like there was this cloud over it that was, it was penetrable. I mean, you know, I Spirit could get to me. Obviously, I wouldn't have gotten the message I got. But it was like, you know, okay, we got to get rid of all this. And I don't know, Spirit can help us. And that's why energy work. I mean, you're a wonderful energy worker, just as I do energy work, Rose. And we can clear those energies out. I mean, once they're there, that doesn't mean they're going to stay. But I just, it makes it a little more, not, I don't even want to use the word difficult because Spirit can do anything. But it isn't Spirit not coming to us or our angels or our guides. It's that we have this shield up. And I don't care how it comes into. Yeah. So Spirit
like
can get
before,
to us, but we
work to protect us.
Yeah, exactly.
But unfortunately, sometimes it works too well and it keeps out goodness. So we have to be selective in the times we put up the shield. If we feel we're in a negative situation, then yes, it's appropriate, but it's not appropriate to have it yourself so protected 100% of the time. We need to open ourselves up because there are good people there who can assist us, and Spirit too. And like you said, Spirit can get through anything. So when it's we're really not listening, I call it the cosmic 2x4. Sometimes we do get our eyes opened up quite a bit, and then, oh yeah, okay, I get it now.
And I mean, you know, I was listening to a Unity preacher saying, or minister, I don't think they like to be called preacher, but he was saying that the cosmic 2x4 is really our way of stopping us or opening us up, is because Spirit doesn't really knock us on the head. I mean, that's not something, but we do it to ourselves to say, wow. You know, I'm actually working with an astrologer right now who I'm learning astrology, by the way. I have to look at my, I was looking on my astrology. Something's in your sign tonight. I don't know enough. I think it must be the third quarter moon is in Aquarius right now. So that's pretty cool. But, one of the things that, yeah, exactly. So I think it's the third quarter moon. It wasn't disseminating, I believe, and then it's into the third quarter now. So that's probably why you're going through a lot. Now, I think it's fascinating. I just keep feeling this shift in you and Guy. Now, your husband is out doing his new training. You're packing up a house. And in 1 week, y'all will be out of this house that you're in, out of Florida. And I mean, I have to say, 2 months ago, you and I sat there and we said, I wonder if Gee would possibly look at California. And getting back to what we were talking about, oh, no, no, he's not going to go to California. Yeah. And so it is, I mean, it is so, because it was profound to me. And my daughter came to me the other day and said, you know, we're not moving where you think we're moving, Mom. And I had a very, very beautiful intuitive to talk to me up at Delphi, where Rose and I both graduated. And she flat out said, just keep going down the road you're going. And when you get there, Chief, that's my Indian guide, you'll have this big eye right in the middle where the fork goes off. And you won't be going down this river anymore. You'll be taking another one, and you'll have the insight and the intuition to know exactly where to go. But it's not right there. And so I asked Spirit the other day, and Spirit said, there are three steps that are about to happen. And when those three steps have occurred, then you will know exactly where you're supposed to move, which isn't even where you think it is right now, not even close. And again, y'all, that's how Spirit protects us. If I'd have bought a house 6 years ago, I would have been trying to sell it now. And if I had bought it 3 years ago, I would have been trying to sell it now, because they were not the right places. And we have to have, now there's something you said to me this morning, Rose, that I really want to bring up. Faith. Talk to me about what kind of faith and what faith means to you, and how you have had to use that in these times where you were like, I don't know how we're going to even pay the rent. You know, how did you use faith?
Right. Well, faith to me is probably synonymous with trust, and it's trusting that Spirit is always there, ever loving and ever divine, to help us through anything. And to know, no matter what the outcome is, it's going to be for the betterment of us. So, you know, for example, when I was worried about the money, and oh my God, I right away I panic, and I go take a class trying to learn something different because I think I can make money doing this, and different things like that. But deep down, I know that it was eventually going to turn out okay, but when you're in a panic mode, it's sometimes difficult to see that clearly. And thank goodness I have you to assist me with too. And you know, everything's going to turn out okay. It's just, it's always, you and I talk about it a lot, timing. Mm-hmm. And at the right time, when we're both ready. And we discussed it earlier. My husband, Gee, wasn't ready to move.
Right,
and
right.
And as soon as he made that decision, whether it was consciously or subconsciously, then the position opened up for him. And it literally just came to him. But, you know, he did make some efforts for other jobs, and they didn't work out, which kept on telling me. I finally got to a point where I was over the panic. And every time something didn't work out, because he tried a lot of things, I knew we weren't meant to be here anymore. Mom. And I also knew it was a big change that was coming. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was big.
Yes.
And it sure is, because we've had 2 weeks to pack everything up and get ready to go.
Well, I mean, two weeks to pack. But the other thing I still want to go back to, even though those particular positions that you had an interest in, and you spent a couple of $100s and you put your time into it, Rose, it was still moving you forward. It was still very much like when you met Gee. At least you were doing something. You weren't sitting back and saying, okay, Spirit, I'm sitting here now again watching the soap opera. I'm watching the chickens in the backyard. Literally, Rose has chickens. Well, she used to have chickens. I'm watching the chickens in the backyard, and everything's just going to flow to me. Ha ha. No, you were out there, and I still feel that was helping. You know, you were still saying to the universe, I'm willing.
Exactly. And one of the things that I do say, and it's something you and I learned in one of our classes, I say this practically every day when I'm talking to Spirit, And, you know, talking to spirit isn't, or meditation, people think you have to om for an hour. It's just a conversation with the universe.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And what
say
is, I am here. I am open and I am ready.
Ready.
And then, you know, just I'm ready, you know, like you with your gratitude and your arms open. I'm ready. My arms are open. You know, guide me. Show me. And then I always say thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad you can share that. Today I went out, and I do this every day. Even sometimes when it rains, I'll find another tree, but I live on top of a mountain, and I go up to this one particular tree at the very top of the mountain, and I just put my arms out, and I go in a circle, because there's a lot of Indian energy there, and there are a lot of, they sat in a circle, and it just does something for me spiritually, because I have a lot of Indian energy, and I asked to have my abundance, my willingness to receive, open. Because I have to tell y'all, sometimes we think we're open and we're not. And I think that we have to ask and it shall be given. Now, I am not a religious person, but I am spiritual. I always ask and it shall be given. But again, this is the key for at least from where I go to, and those that want to counsel with me, y'all have to understand, I work on vibration. I work on the harmony of the vibration, the frequency, because the higher your frequency, the more you are able to feel the energies of spirit. Works on a very high vibration. The energies on the other side, so to speak, are very high vibrations. Not the astral field, that's low vibration. But I'm talking about the very high energies of Archangel Michael and Gabriel and the different angelic forces that are good, are on a very high, high frequency, very light, light, airy frequency, fast vibration. So when we are down in fear or doubt or on earthly issues, our vibration is very, very heavy. And as we all have heard, when you tune in to a radio station, if it isn't on the right exact vibrational connection, we cannot hear it. So it is no different. If you want to get clear, accurate answers, you must be on that high vibration to be able to hear it. And that's the kind of energy work that I do, because I have seen the difference in my life. I've had problems for years with a situation with a family member. All of a sudden, I did a certain kind of energy work, and that problem is gone. It's gone.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's almost humorous now. It's a humorous that everything that I worried about all those years is completely gone. And it was only because of energy work. So
listeners too, that energy, what is entailed in that energy work, number one, positive thoughts.
Yes.
And positive actions, gratitude, all of those will lift the energy and take some of that weight off the energy.
Yes, yes. I mean, anger and rage are low vibrational energies. And when we have higher vibration, we are empowered. And it's y'all, the laws are our roadmap to understanding this physical universe. Now, I know we have physical laws, but the laws, I mean, I've been studying them, Rose, in a way that in the last two or three months, in a way that I've never studied them before. And I wish I'd have known them when I was my daughter's age. Because these laws are like a roadmap. It's like lack of self-worth, negative talk. All those are heavy, heavy, dark vibrations. So if we're going to be, and this is what I want everyone to understand, if you're going to be using, everybody knows about the law of attraction. And I love the law of attraction because it works 24/7. It never takes a break. But if we're down there in that heavy and dark vibration with that low frequency of self-worth or lack of confidence or any kind of fear that we have not addressed, then we are really, even though we're saying, oh, I'm going to have this wonderful position in LA, it's going to be beautiful. Well, you know what? You can't attract it if you're in that low vibration, because you're going to block it out. Well, you right. know, with all the energy work that you've been doing, Rose, and all the affirmations and all the gratitude. And see, that's what people forget. They use the law of attraction, but they forget the law of gratitude. And that law of gratitude, I think if you had to take one law and just say, what would it be that if I don't understand anything but that, I think it would be the law of gratitude. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. Gratitude just lifts the energy. It just opens you up to new possibilities and more positive things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And for one reason or another, while you were talking about that, it just reminded me that sometimes I would go to sleep and I would thank Spirit for my wonderful husband. He had mm-hmm. no job and no money, but he's still a good person. And mm-hmm. and sometimes, you know, there may be other people in the same situation, but I'd be in gratitude for him. And I know I've had some people say, well, you know, how do you do it? He doesn't have a job. He's not bringing money in. Doesn't that affect your relationship? Doesn't mm-hmm. it affect the love? And I got to say, no, it doesn't. If you mm-hmm. love someone, you're, mm-hmm. you're there to work through it. And so I was in gratitude for that love.
That's beautiful. Yeah, because I remember saying something to you about that. Does that, mm-hmm. you know, because a lot of people, Rose, in relationships, and I don't want to get into relationships necessarily tonight, but a lot of people do have issues when that comes. And I feel very strongly that that's because the love basis is not real strong. And mm-hmm. does that make sense? It's like you were yep. saying, the love is there. And I remember when you first met Guy, you said, I love him so deeply, I would live in a tent just to be with him. I remember that right. so beautifully. And I don't know how many people, and I'm not here to say, because I really don't know, love that deeply to be able to say that. And then when it comes down to close to being in a tent, so to speak, that you still can have that love. And I think that comes from the heart. And I think that's what you have. And a lot of people don't necessarily always have that. Because if you're in a relationship for something other than love, when the job goes, the money goes, well, what I mean, if that's what the relationship was about, kind of a facade of a happy life, that we're doing what we want to do when we want to do it and how we want to do it because we have so much money. And then that money goes away, and if there wasn't that love, that's when you find it out. Did this not deepen your love between the two of you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, did it deepen your love, or at least have it helped to be more intensified, or even more authentic, or I don't know the word that
I would
you'd
say
have to...
that it deepened it, and I feel that it probably increased our appreciation for each other too. The
okay.
fact that we're both willing to work together to get through it. And I have to be honest, one day my husband came to me and said, I'm sorry, I can't provide for you.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I had to tell him that, no, this is a twosome. We're both responsible for the finances,
mm-hmm.
not just him. So this is,
right.
You know, the two of us. So I think there's a greater, again, appreciation and deepened love that we can work through something like that.
Yes. And I, you know, I commend you for that, because you were single for many, many years and you did not.
A long time.
Yeah, but you didn't just go out with anybody for the sake of going out with anybody, because you cared enough about yourself to not jeopardize the love that you had for yourself just to have somebody. You were self-sufficient enough to you know, you were never alone, but I mean, to not have to have a relationship. And I, you know,
right.
that's one of the things that I love to work with women on, is you have a right to have a choice. And you have a right to, I mean, you have a choice to be in a relationship or not. And but as long as you have a choice in it, then you're okay with it. If you can't have a choice and you have to have it, or you can't have it, you know, if I will never do that again, or I have to have it, then you don't have a choice. And I think
right.
that's the choice is the key in freedom, in anything that you do. Now, this is just so exciting because we've got maybe a few more minutes for the show, but I want to just one thing I want to talk about is that in talking about the energy work, one of the most exciting things I see about what y'all's journey is together is that you're over here in Florida with all this feng shui training and all the energy work, and Guy is out in California, wherever it is in California. I'm not sure where y'all are going, but he's having to pick the apartment out all by himself. and that, what a great opportunity for him, because he's now known you for, 4 years now, and he's, he now gets this opportunity to say, wow, I love this. I wonder if Rose would like this, you know, and he knows you well enough now to, you know, this is going to be a really fun, I see this as a great opportunity or fun experience for him to be doing this. I know y'all rather do it together, but, you know, sometimes those things happen for a reason. So
right.
It's,
yep, so he'll choose their home by himself.
Yeah, I just love, well, but not really, because you're really there and you know spirit. See,
yeah,
I can just see, I'm going to tell you what I see right now, just to share, is that I see a team of angels sitting there guiding him and being with him, and I see you right in the midst of it. It's like you're actually able to travel there, because there was something that happened the other day that you were, it was like you were right there, even though there was a distance. And I want to remind everybody that when something like this happens, make sure that, going back to Jenny, go back, Jenny, and put your energy where you want it to be and ask spirit to guide you and protect you and keep you safe while you're going through all of this. And it will all absolutely expect a beautiful don't
outcome.
Expect how it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. I mean, you don't even know what he's going to find, Rose, but whatever it is, it's going to be absolutely fabulous. It's going
right.
to be fabulous. You're going to be so excited when you get to that place. You're not going to, you're being like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. And
exactly.
I see that for you. Yeah, I absolutely see that. Now, one thing I want to share, I want to make sure that everyone knows next Sunday night, I have a guest, and I hope, Rose, I know that you'll be moving, so you won't get a chance to listen, but Richard Andrew King is a very, very well-known numerologist. I had him on the radio, my radio show about 5 years ago, and he's been my numerologist ever since. And he will be on the show next Sunday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Central, and 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And he's going to be taking calls on your name. And by the way, Rose, my daughter and I, everybody, well, Rose knows her, well, whatever her name is, it's Anya now. But she has come up with several new names, and we're not naming ourselves. I'm coming up with a new middle name until we go through this numerologist, Richard Andrew King, to make sure that we are getting everything correctly done for our journey on this, our living our soul's journey, so that we don't, because our
wonderful.
Names are, they're vibrational, and they do affect us. So, yeah. So I'm excited. And you have a great name, because you don't have any voids in your name. So you were blessed. Yeah.
I was blessed with two middle names, so that took care of all the voids.
Yeah, and that's that. It doesn't mean you won't ever have any problems in your life. That's not what it means. It just means that you don't have the challenges intensified. The challenges are still there, but they're not intensified. So we'll get into that next week, and I hope everyone will tune in next Sunday night. I will be taking my daughter to camp, and be watching her little, her new little dog, Teddy, who grieves when she walks out the door. So I don't know how I'm going to survive a week taking care of this precious little one, because he loves her so much that, I mean, they've bonded unbelievably beautifully. So it's going to be a very interesting week to have the little baby being taken care of by me. Well, let me just ask you something, Rose. If there's anything that we can do to support you in your journey to this new and beautiful state called California, it's not just the state, but it's the new adventure. What can we do to support you?
Knowing that you send me your love and well wishes will be enough to get us there. So I you're 100% right. We're looking at it as an adventure. And so we're excited about starting this adventure and open to whatever possibilities come our way.
Well, I just want to share, being a former Californian, is that, and I've been to Florida many, many, many times, is that the weather in California, I just personally feel it's so much better. I mean, the weather is similar to Florida. It's just the humidity is so different, even right. though you have water. Mm-hmm. And I mean, oh my goodness, your hair, you can do anything with your hair that you want. It won't be limp, not that yours is, but you know, most people can tell a difference in their hair. And you might have to use more moisturizer out there, I guess, because it's a little drier. I don't know, but I just, the California energy of folks in California is just so beautiful. And so are the folks in Florida, too. It's just the weather, it makes it very, very different. The weather makes it very, very, very different. So, but I can see y'all right now in your U-Haul trailer, and I just, with your car on the back and your chickens taken care of, and I feel blessed. And Rose, I want to thank you and all the listeners this evening, including Jenny, for listening in, tuning in to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. Please continue your gratitude journal. And the next time we talk to Rose, oh, by the way, she does weddings, all kinds of weddings with all kinds of folks in California. So once you get out there, Rose, I'll have you back on the show again, and we'll talk about weddings, okay?
Okay, so, you bet.
Okay, and until then, keep up your gratitude journal. Remember to be blessed, and I will talk to y'all next Sunday night. Thank you again, Rose. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Good night.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you.